Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, the show that isn't afraid to broadcast naked. I'm Dan Maudsley here with 10 minutes of tech that would blow our socks off if they weren't rolled up in the corner next to our smalls. Coming up on this week's show, travel back 10 years to T3 March 1998 to find out how crap technology was. Here are our top 50 celebrity sat-nav voices and Xperia. Just how much soul the N96 has with a beauty to finding out which is best. I thank you. Plus all the rest from the Mobile World Congress in sunny Barcelona, where were not T3's Duncan Bell. How did this happen?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it might have been a drunken incident with the publisher at the last
Surely we T3 should be PR broadcasting match. From the beach in Barcelona.
We should be, yeah. We should. And we're not really naked, listeners, in case you're currently...
You've just destroyed the entire illusion.
I feel nervous if I'm picturing myself.
Each of us is naked.
You might be down, I'm not.
Okay. Well, it's been a busy week for T3 in Barcelona, not for us. bringing the latest from the Mobile World Congress, the Big Four have all been showing their latest wares. The Sony Ericsson Xperia X1, Samsung Soul, Nokia N96, and Motorola, nothing actually. but let's not forget LG, of course. Duncan, what's your pick of these?
I actually quite liked the Sony Ericsson W980i. Which is a big...
None of the ones I mentioned.
None of the ones that you
good,
like.
Good.
Which is a Walkman phone with big controls, and it's got an FM transmitter built in, because a lot of cars don't have tape recorders anymore, so you can't use those things.
This is the new one with it. It's got sort of Walkman on the outside of this,
yeah,
so you don't have to open the phone to use it at all, which is, yeah, that is pretty funny.
You don't have to trouble yourself by interacting with people. You can just use it as a Walkman.
This FM broadcasting business, I like that. Nokia have brought one out as well. It's almost as if they knew what the other was doing.
I know, it's uncanny, isn't it? It's, or it's almost as if nobody has any novel ideas in the world of technology. I don't know. But the N96 has got, as well as we're talking about broadcast technology, has apparently got TV built into it as well over the DAB network. DVDH.
Yeah, not that we really have any of the technology.
We don't, there was this phone called the Lobster, which came out last year, which is possibly the most hideous handset I've ever touched in my life. And you could watch Richard and Judy on it, just...
Yeah. And then BT dropped all the broadcasts for that, so all it is now is a kind of glorified dab radio.
I was going to make a really funny joke about Judy looking pixelated.
Sorry, did I interrupt that?
But maybe next time.
Yeah.
And then the Xperia, well, the problem with the Xperia is that as far as I can see, that's basically the Sony Ericsson Xperia. As far as I can see, the problem with that is basically it's a smartphone, which I do happen to believe a guffed from the bum of Satan himself, smartphones. But if you like smartphones, yeah, it's quite a nice
one. When you say smartphones, do you mean Windows smartphones?
Windows one specifically.
Windows Mobile.
Yeah,
you don't like.
No, because it's...
But it's quite slick what they've done with it. I mean, they've got
it's
a nice...
slick.
You know.
Oh, well, Sony Ericsson, yeah, have given it a nice sheen, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I always find Windows Mobile things a bit too clunky. Mm. Or as Microsoft fans would say, they're too complicated for me. And I'm not clever enough.
We'd already seen the LG Beauty as well, of course, which is sort of the Prada on heat with the 5-megapixel camera there.
Prada on pies, actually. It's a bit of a brick. We had one in the office. It's not quite as svelte as it looks.
Well, there's a couple of smaller ones which I do like. They've got a couple of sliders with haptic feedback going on.
So yeah, haptic.
A bit of vibration
good.
Coming back.
Yeah.
The LG, let me get this right, KF510, which is it's got tempered glass, which they call in. A bit like that Nokia, which came out last year, the kind of which is one of their deluxe ones.
Yeah,
which is nice.
Yes, maybe you can use it as an ashtray. And,
3-megapixel autofocus camera, and their interactive touch lighting technology, which is they've kind of got little icons that light up, and you can touch them, and they change depending on the function.
Yeah, that's what I mean. A lot of these, I think, we're living in a bit of a golden age for phones, actually, despite my slightly cynical attitude earlier. Because I mean, the Samsung Soul, is similarly very nice interface with a little touchpad, a little bit like.
It does look great, actually.
I think, obviously, referencing a little bit the MacBook Air.
Mm-hmm.
But it changes, the little icons on it change depending on what you're playing with at the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Samsung. The problem with Samsung phones, though, I always find, is they do these amazing things, but then you find you have to go through 37 menus in order to send a text. But hopefully they'll have sorted that one out.
Well, the team has been busy videoing all the new gear, so pop along to the new section on T3.com for those. Now, also on T3.com, you'll find our feature on the top 50 celebrity sat-nav voices. I've been playing around with some of these. Duncan, see if you can get this.
You have strayed into the beta quadrant. Turn around when possible. After 80 meters, you have reached your destination. Initiate docking procedure.
Okay. I think that was the man who runs the car park underneath T3's offices.
It may well have been him, but who was he playing?
I have absolutely no idea.
That was, of course, Patrick Stewart.
Funnily enough,
were you about to say that? Yeah. I'm not sure if that was the real Patrick Stewart.
He's fallen on hard times, if that's him. His voice has gone and he's doing that for a living.
I've got a couple more of these. This is Ozzy Osbourne.
After 400 metres, you have reached your f***ing destination.
which we beeped.
Again, I think Ozzy Osbourne is from the Midlands. And not from Mars. Sharon. That's Ozzy Osbourne, isn't it? Turn left, Sharon.
You think you found yourself a new job there with TomTom, perhaps.
I might need one.
The number one on our top 50 was Arnold Schwarzenegger, as it happens. Now, I'm really not sure if this is him, but here we go.
You're going somewhere, but you'll be back after 300 yards. Go left. On the roundabout, first exit, then take the motorway. You have reached your destination.
It's uncanny. Almost as if he was here in the room. Also, oddly, as if Patrick Stewart was here in the room. Because it sounds remarkably like Patrick Stewart.
Perhaps they just double up on those.
Yeah, multi-talented.
Yeah, well, I do like that one. I think justified number one there. Okay, well, we're already nearly coming to the end. But I did promise to look back at the mag 10 years ago. I've got March 1998 in my hands here, and actually I have to say it looks a bit more like 1988. is this really where we were 10 years ago?
Well, apparently it is, yeah. It's quite interesting. I mean, the thing is, we can have a good old laugh about it now. But,
and we have.
Indeed we have and we are. But I mean, I'm sure in 10 years' time,
our people
cloned offspring will be sat around looking at the current issue going, oh, remember Blu-ray? That never worked out, did it?
Well,
the big story here is
is portable mini disc players.
Yeah, mini disc. I was a big fan of mini disc.
I mean, that is what we had to put up with before the iPod.
Well, yeah, we did. They sounded very good, and you could get a certain amount of music on them.
I have to say, I still use a mini disc for recording. It's still the best portable format for recording.
But it is. I bet the people who did those sat nav voices used that. We've also got there's a big spread on pagers. Which again is like a slightly interim technology, where you had to go to a phone booth, call up a kind of bored-sounding man in the north of England, and tell him a message to pass on to your loved ones. You know,
now only used on casualty.
My house on fire. how are you spelling house there? So they look very stylish. Textile was the name of this section at the time. Probably still is.
I particularly like the transparent ones.
Yeah, the transparent ones are...
You can see all the high-tech circuitry inside.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, yeah, very, very nice, those ones. The big story, though, the PowerBook G3 and G-Wiz is the imaginative headline.
As you said at the time. Well, actually, to be fair, that does look quite nice. I mean, obviously, it looks very lumpy compared to the MacBook Air.
I was going
to
say, you'd take that over the air, would you?
Well, maybe not. I don't know. It's probably got more than one USB port.
has it actually got any USB ports? Was USB even around?
Good question, which I don't know the answer to.
They're probably still using
It could have been PS2
Firewall,
or something like that.
Whatever Apple called it at the time. But I do like the editorial about Microsoft basically taking over the world.
Yeah, some things never change.
Yeah, I can say 10 years on. Still trying, but...
they'll get there eventually.
Yeah, there are a few eerily accurate predictions in here, actually. There's an article on space tourism, which, of course, is finally coming true with Virgin Galactic.
Yes, Beardy's putting us all in space, true.
Also, a roundup of CES, which we just had a couple of months back, last month, in fact, talking about the imminent explosion of DVD drives into computers, which of course now 10 years on we're getting rid of. We're out.
That's
the other
true. Yeah, and Blu-ray drives just coming into some computer, or HD DVD drives more actually. Funny enough, I've just noticed that for the mini disc they've gone with the headline "Small Audio Dynamite," which is not only not a very good headline, but it also refers to an extremely obscure band.
Pretty poor, but I do like the fact that they've put the word "small," very small.
Yeah,
and a kind of double pun there. Anything else catching your eye?
Just really how drab and awful it practically all looks, with the exception of the high-end hi-fi stuff, which all looks pretty much like it could have come out yesterday and might still be being made, for all I know.
Sort of high-end Japanese design hasn't really moved on in 10 years.
I think, to be fair to Apple, the G3 I think does look quite nice, albeit very big. And it cost $5,000. So for as much as their products are expensive now, they're nothing compared to what they used to charge.
And that's $5,000 in 1998 prices.
I know, it's been $5,000 was quite a lot for a laptop.
I hate to think what that would be now. Well, that is just about it. Just time for your one-word reactions to this week's last words, which we start off with Motorola.
Goodbye, Moto.
Two, but a good one, so I'll let you off. Valentine's Day.
Bit of a letdown. That was any number of words.
Shit. Disappointing.
Sorry. Disappointing, yes.
Disappointing. Pocket projectors, just debuted at Mobile World Congress.
It's so hard coming up with one-word answers to these things, don't it? Mini multiplex. That's like a hyphenated word.
Good.
Multiplexual and healing.
Dulux paint pod.
Oh, best thing ever. Can I do a two-word one for this?
No. I've been
the,
too lax.
The holy roller. That's what it is. It's the answer to all
well,
your
if you just took
decorating.
The off that, that's perfect. Okay. Well, our
all your decorating needs.
So our triometer declares you a sycamore. Interesting.
Sycamore is a parrot.
Well, this studio will self-destruct in 10 seconds. March's T3 is out now, plus see t3.com for all the latest news. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.